This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1208. Twist in the story, how to talk about unexpected endings in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you like stories or movies that have twists? How can you express when the ending surprises you? Get a few new phrases to connect over movies and stories today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Ready to start the day. We're recording this morning, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Around this time, I'm going to actually be in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, for a podcasters conference.
Oh, so fun.
I know. Yeah, I'm probably going to be flying from LA to Orlando to go spend the weekend there and just hang out with a bunch of podcasters. So that should be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Have a good time.
Yeah, good times. Hoping to experience some of the weather, although August is going to be hot. I've actually never been to Florida. So
really?
That'll be interesting. No, I've never been to Florida. Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah. I hope you have fun. So Lindsay, are you reading any good books or watching any new shows?
Let me see. Shows. You know, we just started watching the Netflix series on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new politician from the Bronx. And we just, I think it's a documentary. I don't know if it's a series, but we just got into that. So that is what I'm interested in now. How about you?
That's interesting. I am watching a show, but I don't think I can say the title of it because it sounds like a bad word, but it's not.
Okay. All
right. I'll tell you later what it is.
Oh, tell me later. Okay. We don't swear on the show. We're super careful on the show to not curse.
Yeah. So I can't say it. But just in general, what I really like? I like books or shows or movies that have a twist at the end.
Yeah, me too. I love that good twist. It keeps things interesting.
Yeah. What does that mean when you say there's a twist?
Well, it means that there's a surprise.
Yeah. Something that was unexpected, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. What is the name of that other show? There's another show that I'm watching that has some twists in it. And now I can't even think of this one. Well, whatever.
It's funny when, sometimes some movies will have like multiple twists.
Right.
So you have a twist in one direction, then it twists back in another direction, and then back in the other direction again. So it's funny.
But that's the best. Like, to me, those are the most interesting things to watch. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then there's just this huge surprise. I just love it. So if you're going to use this word, you might say something like, oh, there was a twist during the season finale. Oh my gosh, I can't wait until next season. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Or, wow, there's a twist I wasn't expecting.
Right. Yeah. So I love that. So that's how you can use twist. I mean, it's a great way to express surprise, right? And Lindsay, we've done an episode about twists in more literal terms. So if you guys, you know, you can go over to 658. It's twist, turn, or spin. What should you say and how do you do it? So that's a little bit different. Yeah, right, Lindsay? We're talking about a different twist today.
Exactly. You know, when we did that episode, I remember thinking we should have made that a YouTube video because that was more about physical twists. But this is not physical. It's just in terms of a storyline, usually.
Right. Definitely. So, I mean, so when would you use this? I mean, as we talked about already, like, you know, if you're talking about a book, a TV show, a movie, or even something that happens in your life, I think you can use it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Interesting.
What's a phrase you can use with twist, Lindsay?
Well, definitely saying there's a twist, right? There is a twist. Oh my gosh, there's a twist. Let's give an example. Michelle, are you ready? So,
I was thinking of it. That's funny. I was thinking of it in a different intonation. I was thinking more like there's a twist.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, show me how you would use that. Show me in this role play.
Okay, so, here we go.
Okay. And then the main characters broke up.
What? There's a twist. I definitely saw them ending up together.
Yeah. Okay. So can you describe to our audience what your intonation meant?
Kind of? Right. So if you say something like, oh, there's a twist, right? The first way Lindsay did, that's more like, oh, I'm telling you, okay, there's going to be a twist, guys. So you have to listen up because you have to follow what's going to happen, right? There's a surprise coming, right?
Right.
But in my way, I said, there's a twist. It's kind of like I'm saying there's a surprise. Like, wow, for me, I'm surprised and I'm showing you that this is my surprise.
Yeah, we're really getting into some nuances of English here, Michelle. Wow. It also communicates, I think, a sense of intimacy with the thing you're talking about. There's a twist because you already know the story. So you know that is a twist. But guys, just to be aware that there are different ways to make an intonation with this phrase and that it can mean different things. It's going to push you guys to that higher level. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, it's important to use these words to express when you're surprised because, you want to show someone that you're interested, right? So let's say it doesn't have to be that you're watching a TV show. It can be if somebody tells you a story, they're telling you a story they're excited about. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a surprise ending and you want to show that you're interested and surprised, right? You want to be able to connect with someone and show that you're paying attention. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, completely. But just saying there's a twist, it's not the only thing we could say for these situations. Right, Michelle? There's other things we could say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's one thing we could say, Lindsay? Another thing.
If you have recently found All Ears English, then welcome. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. So if you believe in that too, then hit subscribe on your podcast player so that you don't miss a single episode. And welcome to the show.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So there's a surprise. So that's just more textbook. It's more basic, right? More objective.
Right. And again, if you say there's a surprise, it's like, oh, I'm telling you there's a surprise coming. But if I say there's a surprise, it's different.
Oh, yep. Again, there's that intonation. I love it. We're getting an extra bonus lesson today on intonation from Michelle, your specialty.
What can I tell you? So, Lindsay, with there's a surprise, let's do a little role play.
All right, Michelle, I'm so sorry. I was helping my friend. Remember Tracy? She decided to quit her job after her boss yelled at her, and she's really upset.
Wow, there's a surprise. She loves her job.
Yeah, so you're saying that is a surprise, but there's a surprise. Nice.
Right. I suppose I could say something like, wow, I'm surprised. But this is a little bit more unique and a fun way to say it, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the next one. So I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. So, all right. And in the end, the killer in the book was the doctor.
What? I wasn't expecting that. So I used a little intonation there again. It seems like we're talking about intonation a little bit today.
Yeah.
Right. So I said, what? I wasn't expecting that. You could have also said, I wasn't expecting that. We can right. We can vary our intonation depending on what we want to say, what we're putting right. emphasis on, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that is just another way to say, oh my gosh, I'm surprised. Another one is, I should have put in, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, that's a great one. We could do a whole episode just on that phrase, though.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe we'll do that in the future. So what's another one, Lindsay?
There's a shocker. A shocker. So just like a shocker, right?
Yeah.
Here's one. Here we go. Then my friend called me and told me she's giving me tickets to this really expensive concert, which is weird because she's never given me a gift in all of our years of friendship.
There's a shocker. Okay. This one's a little different. I think it has a little bit of a spunky, a little bit of a sarcastic phrase, twist to it.
Oh, and I like this because this one reminds me of the episode that we just did like two episodes ago, right? Just a few, 1207.
I think
last episode, 1207, throw a curveball. This one we didn't teach you in the last one, but it is a baseball phrase, right?
So here we go. I didn't study at all, but I got 100%.
Wow, you threw me a real curveball. I was convinced you'd failed. Sorry, it was a hard test.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that can also be used to talk about surprise, but it's a little bit different, I think.
Kind of the similar concept, though, that something surprises you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could even say, like, there's a curveball, right, in the same way.
Yeah, you could say that. Like, for example, if you're watching a movie, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, you could do it. I think curveball is more often, though, when someone does something rather than a storyline of a movie.
Right. So someone throws a curveball.
Yeah, I think so. No, my boss threw me a curveball when she asked me to do this and this and this. Things like that, right?
Yeah. I think that's a good point, Lindsay. I think, you know, the whole thing about this is showing you're surprised. And I think that these phrases really are important to connect with others because they show not only are you surprised, but you're interested, right? And if you're like, if you're talking about a TV show and somebody tells you, oh my gosh, like this happened, you want to show them that you're interested in what they're saying. So it's not only like, I'm surprised. It's also, I'm connecting with you and we're sharing this together.
Yes, I love it. It's a huge connection skill today. This is a major connection episode. This is the key skill to be able to build that rapport with someone, guys. For sure.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, man. So this has been fun, Lindsay. So, you know, let us know, guys, don't give anything away, but tell us what do you like things with a twist in them? What's the biggest what's a TV show or a movie or a book that has a big twist in it that you think that we should watch or read because it would be really surprising? Because I definitely want to hear those.
Yeah, come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes. You can type 1208 into that top right search bar, guys, and you'll find the episode. And remember, guys, find us on Instagram, right? Because we're over there and we're posting fun stuff this summer over on Instagram. So look for All Ears English channel on Instagram. We'll see you there.
All right. This has been fun, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.